This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The United States is concerned about developments in Tunisia and urged calm in the country Monday. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki adding the United States is in touch with senior Tunisian leaders. Tunisia's young democracy faces its worst crisis in a decade on Monday after President Kais Saied ousted the government and suspended parliament with help from the army. The move has been condemned as a coup by the main parties, including Islamists. His action followed months of deadlock and disputes pitting him against Prime Minister Hichem Mechichi. Meanwhile, police raided the Tunis offices of broadcaster Al Jazeera and ordered it to shut down. Head of Al Jazeera, Lotfi Haji, said officers carried out the raid without providing judicial permission. Haji said he fears this could mean a return of measures that were against the freedom of press. The United States and 20 other countries condemned Cuba for its crackdown on thousands of freedom protesters. Monday, the group of countries also called on Havana to release the demonstrators and restore internet access on the island nation. The Cuban government has arrested hundreds of protesters. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement, quote, "Today, democracies around the world are coming together to support the Cuban people, calling on the Cuban government to respect Cubans' demands for universal human rights." The joint statement said that the tens of thousands of Cubans who took to the streets on July 11th exercised universal freedoms of expression and assembly, rights enshrined in international human rights charters. More on voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. senators are racing to seal a bipartisan infrastructure deal as soon as Monday. Pressure is mounting on all sides to show progress. It's a make-or-break week on President Joe Biden's top priority. One major roadblock is how much money should go to public transit. But spending on water projects, broadband, and other areas remain unresolved, as is tapping COVID-19 funds to help pay for it. Democrats and the White House sent an offer to Republicans late Sunday to finish the remaining issues. The group's lead Republican negotiator says both sides were about 90% of the way there. More women and children were killed and wounded in Afghanistan in the first half of 2021 than in the first 6 months of any year since the United Nations began systematically keeping count in 2009. That according to a UN report on Monday. The war-torn nation saw a 47% increase in the number of all civilians killed and wounded in violence across Afghanistan in the first 6 months of the year. That compared to the same period last year, according to the report. Lebanese businessman and former Prime Minister Najib Mikati secured enough votes in parliamentary consultations on Monday to be designated the head of government again. His designation as premier came after veteran Sunni Muslim politician Saad al-Hariri abandoned attempts at forming a cabinet earlier this month. Hariri gave up after 9 months of deadlock with President Michel Aoun, the Maronite Christian head of state. The political squabbling has left Lebanon without effective government as the country has sunk deeper into economic and financial crisis. The head of a South Korean television channel has apologized after the broadcaster used stereotypical images to represent various countries during the Tokyo Olympics opening ceremony. The offensive images included a picture of Count Dracula for the Romanian team and the Chernobyl nuclear disaster to represent Team Ukraine. Fine particle air pollution concentrations have reached unhealthy levels statewide in the U.S. for people with lung diseases and those who are active outdoors as smoke from wildfires in the U.S. West and in Canada reaches the area. That according to the state of New Hampshire's Department of Environmental Services on Monday. The department said that people should take precautions through Tuesday by limiting prolonged outdoor activity. Current wind patterns are transporting waves of smoke from fires in the west across the country. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.